Ruben, Cash, and I are walking down to the water at Naku Bay in Skagway. It's low tide. The beach is slick and fragrant.
That's the life. That's the intertidal zone is probably the most productive part of the marine system.
He reaches down and sifts some rocks and algae through his fingers.
There's lots of stuff down in this benthic zone. Things that are decomposing, things that are eating, lots of nutrients and biomass.
The organism that causes paralytic shellfish poisoning, or PSP, is part of that flourishing life. A surplus of sunshine and high temperatures can actually put too many nutrients into the system, resulting in an algal bloom. That imbalance is part of a recent spike in PSP levels in shellfish in Southeast Alaska.
General rule of thumb, if anything is doing too well, it's probably causing a problem. And the system really likes to be balanced.
Mussels and clams are filter feeders. So if there's a toxin in the bloom, it ends up in their flesh. And that's what we eat. PSP can be fatal at high levels, but just a little bit can cause vomiting, nausea, loss of coordination, and other unpleasant symptoms. The Food and Drug Administration sets the limit for PSP in bivalves at 80 micrograms per 100 grams. Over the last few months, Skagway's blue mussels have had about 30 times the safe limit. Levels in Haines, Juneau, and Ketchikan are even higher. So Cash is out testing. He's the environmental coordinator for Skagway Traditional Council, one of the 15 tribal groups that organized into CEDR, Southeast Alaska Tribal Ocean Research Network. They have a special lab for testing shellfish in Sitka.
The state does PSP testing for commercial shell fisheries, but there really isn't anything for indigenous consumption. And so this is a way for people that are gathering for subsistence to know whether or not it's safe.
Today, Cash is going to test the water for phytoplankton, the organisms that cause PSP. Back in the lab, he'll look at the samples he takes under a microscope to see if any PSP-producing phytoplankton are among the organisms in the water. Turns dart overhead as he wades into the bay with a fine mesh net and some testing bottles. If you didn't know what he was up to, he'd look a little eccentric, waist-deep in the cold water, dragging a line behind him. If there's a lot of phytoplankton, he knows he should send some mussels to the lab in Sitka to be tested there. Other than the state's lab in Anchorage, it's the only place for Alaskans to get their shellfish tested. And CEDR makes that data public.
I've been trying to build models solely based on environmental data in order to predict when and where these blooms are going to happen.
John Harley is a researcher with the Alaska Coastal Rainforest Center at the University of Alaska Southeast. He uses that CEDR data and any environmental data he can get his hands on to build his models. The goal is to predict blooms even in places where people aren't expecting them. That's because algal blooms and harmful toxins are showing up in new places, like St. Lawrence Island and Norton Sound. He says this is almost certainly due to rising ocean temperatures.
Some regions, especially like in the Arctic, that don't have a history of algal toxins, don't have a history of PSP, are going to start to be seeing these occurrences during the summer times.
Summertime spikes in PSP levels are common in parts of Southeast. But what has researchers like Harley concerned is the intensity of this spike. The concentration of the PSP toxin was much higher this year than in the past, especially in places like Juneau and Haines. That increases the risk of ingesting a harmful dose of PSP, even with just a small amount of shellfish. But Harley says the toxin levels are going down now.
You ever eat mussels?
Oh, yeah.
Back at the beach, Cash plucks about 30 mussels off the rotting remains of an old half-submerged shipwreck and cleans them with a wire brush before dropping them in a 5-gallon bucket. If he fills the bottom of the bucket with mussels, that's about 100 grams of meat, a perfect sample size.
I can't wait till the levels get back down, because I'm definitely coming back here to get some. This is a treasure trove. So amazed.
These mussels will go to the CEDR lab in Sitka. And if the PSP levels are below 80 micrograms per bucket, locals will get the green light to harvest them again. Reporting in Skagway, I'm Claire Strumpel.